Now, while we were eating breakfast, he was telling me about some of the discussions he's gotten into with people about the Bible. He was talking about how ignorant people are on the Bible and how, you know, what he learned growing up is more than they know. And it just blows his mind sometimes. But he was telling me about a conversation he had with some people about the blood of Christ and how that pertains to the Passover. This led to conversations about the Passover compared to crucifixion. The Passover and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ are both considered defining events in salvation. The Passover for Israel and the crucifixion for the world. The Passover is a ritual enactment of God sparing the Israelites from judgment, while the crucifixion is the means by which God delivers people from sin. Some say that Jesus fulfilled the symbolism of Passover, of the Passover meal, and that he corresponds to the Passover lamb in many ways. The lamb. In the Passover, the sacrifice of a lamb freed Israel from slavery in Egypt. Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah would be like a lamb that is led to slaughter. The early church understood Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was also a mature male, like the Passover lamb, and his bones were not broken. He was perfect. He freed the the Passover, they took the blood of the lamb and they put it on the doorposts. So you went through the blood. You were under the protection of the blood. Today, we're baptized into the blood of Christ. We're baptized into his death. So we're covered with the blood. So just like in the day of Passover, when God looked down and saw that there was blood over the doorposts, death passed by the house. The same way today, during judgment, when God looks down, the blood of his son on you, judgment passes right by you because you have the blood on you. The blood. In the Passover, people marked their doorposts with the lamb's blood to experience deliverance from Egypt. Jesus' blood was shed on the cross, which some say is a clear connection to the marking of the blood on the doorposts. The resurrection. The Passover dramatizes the escape from death, and the peace offering of the lamb was to be eaten the same day and the next. Anything remaining on the third day was to be burnt. But Jesus was raised on the third day after his crucifixion. We now remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ in the way that he asked us to. As we partake of the bread, we remember his body that was beaten for us. We say that his body was broken, but not a bone of his was broken, because he was like the lamb. As we partake of the juice, we remember his blood, which was shed for us to take away our sin. If you're covered in that blood on the judgment day, when God looks down, he doesn't see you. All he sees is his son. Praise God for that. Let's go to him with a word of prayer as we remember what his son did for us on that day. And 3 days later when he rose again to show his power over death so that we could be in heaven someday. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, remembering your son and what he did for us, remembering the beating that he took, the abuse that he took at the hands of the Roman soldiers, remembering, Father, the abuse he took on the cross as people just shook their heads and didn't believe who he was. We know who he was, Father. We remember him for that now. We praise you, Father, for the ability you gave him to overcome death on the third day, as he walked out of that tomb. Just like through his blood, we could overcome death someday and be with you in heaven through eternity. Thank you for the opportunity through your son, as we remember him now. It's in Jesus' name I pray.